The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
This is the Bill Myers Show.
19 after 7, open phones, and we'll do some emails of the day, too. Betty writes me this morning, "Hey, Bill, about Rogue X." He says, "Bill, you are so naughty about Rogue X having a smoking smell the other day and taxpayer dollars burning up." Yeah, I mentioned that. They evacuated it Monday night. No big deal. Nobody heard, but that's the way my mind works sometimes, Betty. What's the smell of that smoke coming from? It's the burning taxpayer dollars. But anyway, Betty continues, "By what I'm hearing on the news, they had a classic car show at Rogue X indoors. So my guess is that's the smell of premium winter blend. How can that be? How big is that cement pond?" It's actually pretty big. And it's a very nice facility. Don't get me wrong, Betty. It's just, in my opinion, that the area would have been better served. The children of the area would have been better served in neighborhood pools. Neighborhood pools that people can get to easily in all throughout the city rather than one big central box that everybody has to drive to or take the bus to or whatever. But, you know, that doesn't pay for the good old boys' tourism industry. The good old boys need taxpayers to pay for the tourism industry. That's it. So, yeah, I get a little cynical about that sort of stuff. But I was just trying to look out for the kids. That's one thing that Ankerberg was right about. Ankerberg, when he was running for stuff in the past, he was always talking about neighborhood pools. He was right. It's what the people needed, but it's not what the good old boy network needed. Okay? All right. Let me go to line one. Hello, Selma. Dave, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind?
Hey, very good. Yourself?
Thank you. What's up?
So I got a couple data points on our smoke and mirrors economy. With the $2.5 trillion deficits that we're running, they're saying GDP is running 3 or 4%.
But they also include, though, government spending from borrowed money.
Yeah, government spending. Yeah. Without it, mm-hmm. our GDP would be -5% to -8%.
Really? So the government is the economy, is what you are saying right now.
Yeah, they're juicing it to make the numbers look better all over the place.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So the bond auction, because our debt is all financed by bonds,
right.
And when you can't sell the bonds, that's when you really got problems. And
that's when they have to raise the interest rate, right, to do that?
Yeah.
In order to sell it?
Yeah.
So where are we right now on some of these bond auctions? Because you're implying then there was a problem?
Well, yeah. So the bond auctions several months ago, there were quotes in Bloomberg and some of the other big financial papers that it's the worst bond auction since the Civil War. And the three-month wow. bond that just went off auction 3 days ago was a disaster. The 10-year was a bigger disaster. And the 30-year was not quite as big a disaster. But
So short-term money is real hot. So short-term money is hot and expensive. Is that kind of what I'm hearing from you? Is that
yeah, what you're... Yield curves inverted to where you're getting more for short-term debt than you are for long. And nobody wants to buy the bonds because they don't want to be paid back with rapidly inflating dollars. So they're starting to lose interest in all that.
That does make a lot of sense when you come right down to it, Selma, Dave, because, yeah, you know, if you – okay, what does a 90-day bond go for? What's the interest rate? I guess what do they call that? The discount rate or whatever it is, the discount? What's the term that they use for
yeah. Well, I know the 30 years around 4.3 and
4.3. Okay,
2 years around 4.9.
2 years 4.9. So shorter maturities are more expensive. That is an inverted yield curve, isn't it? Yeah, when short term
right.
money
that,
is more expensive,
that generally predicts a recession is coming.
But as long as the federal government, though, is juicing the economy and so much of the GDP right now, since they count government spending in there. They're not going to have to call a recession, though, right?
Yeah, possibly, but sooner or later, you know, things all revert to the real the smoke and mirrors all goes away.
Are you telling me that we actually have to produce stuff and actually produce things that people want?
Yeah.
Rather than just printing money?
Do you ever notice the inflation rate? Back in the 70s, they calculated in the cost of financing your house and insurance and all that. And then as that number got too big, they dropped those things off.
Yep.
And then they get down to core. And then when the housing prices got too high and the rents got too high, they called it super core, and they got rid of the rents to take that out to bring the number down.
I remember how, well, they've always been doing this. They change the numbers. They move the goalpost on it. And so you watch. Now, what they've done a lot of times to make inflation look better, because they'll tell people, no, don't worry about what you're seeing at the grocery store. That's not reality. Our statistics are much more real than what you're paying, right? And so what they will tend to do, and John Williams has talked about this on shadowstats.com, that you would have, okay, steak gets too expensive, so they would take steak out of the equation and replace it with hamburger. So what happens then if hamburger gets too expensive? Do they replace it with Klaus Schwab's mealworms? Right?
Yeah, they could do that. Hey, I got a quick quote by the French philosopher Voltaire.
Go ahead.
Who said,
go ahead.
The true value of paper money inevitably returns to its true intrinsic value, which is paper.
Uh-huh.
Paper in bulk on the spot paper market, if you take $24,000, which is 240 $100 bills, each bill weighs a gram, that equals 8 ounces. 8 ounces on the spot market price when you boil it down from by the ton, $4.44.
But remember, Selma Dave, the one thing they always have to remember is that money is worth really what people think it's worth. Isn't that true, though, ultimately? Means of exchange.
It's the confidence.
Yeah, it's the confidence aspect. And that may be why we're looking at the price of gold having exploded like it has the last few weeks, because it's the confidence situation. There's not a lot of confidence in the Federal Reserve for getting control of it. Good call, as always, and thank you for making my mind melt on stats, okay? All right. Thanks for the call. Let me go to line two. Hi, KMED, KCMD. This is Bill. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gene.
Gene, how are you? What's up?
Well, I'm pretty good, weird as usual, but I got
good.
A few things to bring up. Okay, Goldwyn, why would the left stick up for her and allow her to change her district if she fights them?
Oh, you're talking about Christine Goodwin. Okay. I don't know if the left is sticking up for her. No one's sticking up with her. What goes on here a lot of times when people establish their residency, it's sort of a faith-based sort of thing. You know, everyone kind of trusts it unless someone looks around and points at it. I would imagine there are probably more people who live outside their district than we know, but it's been one of those kind of fibs that we're all supposed to believe. I think there's been a bit of that going on in the past.
Yep. She brags about the Secretary of State, which is a leftist, saying it's okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And
well, a lot of people wrote me about that, too. It's quite interesting. What's the other thing you wanted to say? Okay.
Okay.
You always have two. I know you. You always have two. I've been talking with Gene for years here. All right. Go ahead.
Leftists are always scared of President Trump, but Democrats may not realize that they have opened the door to the limit of status on being able to be charged for a crime. They are going against the limitation.
So you're thinking then that, just kind of jumping ahead then, the politicized, weaponized justice system on Trump, the assumption is that it will not be used on them, but they'd be wrong, you think?
Well, hopefully they will be wrong. And if we didn't have the DBI, we actually had an FBI, they could investigate some of them and really nail them.
All right. Appreciate the call. Gene, thanks for that. Let me go to line one. Hi, you're on. Who's this? Good morning.
This is Minor Dave.
Dave, it's a hat trick now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Zimbabwe is going to a gold-backed currency. So what is the Federal Reserve banksters going to do?
Well, you know, I don't think that we have to worry about competition from the Zimbabwe-backed dollar, only because it's very thinly traded. And, well, Zimbabwe.
Yeah, but, you know, you realize that if it's gold-backed, Zimbabwe has some of the biggest gold reserves in the world.
Okay. Yeah, if they could get it out of the ground with their Zimbabwe-backed dollar. But
yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree. We can kind of laugh and tee-hee about it, but not exactly a well-industrialized land. You would agree with me on that,
no,
right?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
But they could be.
Okay. All right. Gold-backed. Gold-backed. Why be gold-backed? Maybe you just back with... Well, maybe you just get gold yourself, okay? Appreciate the call there, Dave. Speaking of gold, yeah, the price of gold has been absolutely nutsoid right now. I think Citibank was just predicting $3,000 gold is what they're thinking could be. Not too late to maybe continue to add some to your portfolio. Talk with your financial advisor. Okay, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just to, you know, talk finances, that kind of thing. But then when you're ready to buy and or sell and you're looking at the price of gold thinking, this is nuts. I bought gold at $500 a number of years ago. Then boom, yeah, sell it over at J. Austin. J. Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers. Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Great people. One of my longest-term sponsors. And the kind of people that never went for the COVID nonsense and anything. In other words, they're real people. They're like you. And they know these markets, gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, collectible banknotes. They deal with it all, deal with a local business here. You know, don't listen to these people that are always saying, you know, call this 800 line overseas and this isn't this gold and we'll store it in a gold-backed IRA. They're not a big fan of this because they ultimately look at gold as something which is outside of the seizable financial world. And yeah, they talk about seizing the stuff in the open. If you talk with people, you know, behind the scenes in Washington, D.C. So some physical gold and silver, tucking away some tangible wealth, okay? Do it with Jay Austin. Call him at 482-3715, 482-3715. Better yet, just stop in today, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass by appointment. And you can just walk in this morning to 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
If you want to enjoy everything an active and vibrant senior community has to offer, the Springs at Anna Maria Medford is the right lifestyle option for you. Life is easier living among friends and neighbors in stylish private apartments with large balconies, all while fully supported by our team of dedicated caregivers and service professionals. The Springs at Anna Maria is located in a quiet neighborhood close to Rogue Regional Hospital. Call to schedule a tour of the independent and assisted living community, 541-774-1822.
How can you avoid the stress and headaches of selling your home in today's market? Hey, it's Lars, and let me tell you, the only agent in Medford that can save you from all that stress is Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. Don't let the negative media reports about interest rates stop you. Get the facts from a professional. Jared has years of experience and in-depth knowledge of the market right here in Medford. Jared has the right strategic options for you. And in this market, when he puts his marketing to work for you, that strategy helps attract the right kind of buyers at the right time who are willing to pay top dollar. Jared even guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or Jared buys the home instead. Real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I both recommend only Jared Hokanson in Medford and in Southern Oregon. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. Or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and tell Jared Lars sent you.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
7:33. State Senator Dennis Linthicum, and also a candidate for Secretary of State. That's the big one. He's going to be joining me here in a few minutes. Always a good talk. Had a great interview. I think it was on K2 the other day, all right? We'll talk a bit about that as he is taking on the other communists probably running for the seat besides him. He's not a communist, just so you know. We'll do some emails of the day sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry. Dr. Steve Nelson next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. Well-stocked retail nook stocked with dental hygiene products, and they sell whatever you would need to prevent cavities. Electric toothbrushes, prescription toothpaste, mouthwash, water picks. They do it at their cost. No markup at all. They just want to make sure that you have good teeth. It's a good thing. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Get your appointment today, all right? And Butch writes me from Gold Hill about the zombie thermometers, you know, the weather stations that don't exist but still report temperatures, and they're, you know, basing climate change on a lot of BS. And a lot of these old temperature stations no longer exist. And Butch says, Bill, this weather data scam reminds me of the DEQ, the INM. They mounted the Methford sensor in the worst place in town. The building owner complained about stains on the wall, so they moved the sensor and then reported the reduction of pollution as proof of the value of the INM program. It's also kind of like Oregon Department of Transportation reporting studded tire damage. Our poorly designed pavement doesn't last long enough to be damaged. Butch and Gold Hill. Butch, appreciate that. Thanks for writing. Interesting. Dennis Sinclair writes this morning, Bill, what if all federal and state elections were held the day after tax day, no matter what day of the week it falls on? Oh, my friend, that would be glorious. In fact, in my benevolent dictatorship, that's exactly what would happen, because it would be fresh in your mind. Thinking about that, I had this, you know, this huge kicker because of all the taxes I paid to the state of Oregon last year, and it came back to me, and I hand it to Joe Biden. That made me feel good, let me tell you. Hans Albuquerque writes, Bill, my neighbor is a senior Texas state trooper. This past week was his continued rotation to Eagle Pass. They're now joined by troopers from Florida, Idaho, Iowa, and Nebraska. Plus, Texas National Guard is backed by Florida, Idaho, Iowa, and Georgia. He says it's a total mess down there. Thanks to Washington, D.C., the Army side of things is now only beginning to negotiate a cohesive plan. Meanwhile, the illegals cut the fence, the troopers engage, trying to persuade them to go back. They don't, and they crawl through. The troopers check them for gang and terrorist indicators, if they can even ID them. They can't, so they line them up against the wall. Border Patrol shows up, processes, and releases them. The Army moves in, patches the fence, rinse and repeat. He said today that the newest tactic is rushing the fence in large groups of hundreds. These new invaders are more revolutionary and aggressive. He said 790 came over last week from various countries in just this micro-patrolled area, 390 of which were a bum rush group. I share this, Oregon, because they are not staying in Texas. They're going north to blue states. Bend over, Oregon, he says. You've got visitors. I appreciate the warning, Hans. All right. Bob Shannon Medford always makes me laugh. He says, Christine Goodwin's non-conforming studio apartment, or studio. I'm holding it up to the Facebook Live camera. It's like an old RV trailer that says free on it. You're very funny, Bob. I don't know if they would appreciate the humor in this one. Jerry writes about something I talked about last week. Do we deserve freedom? Bill, none of us deserve freedom, but I believe each of us can be free if we want to be. I believe true freedom is possible only through faith in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. General Washington sought God at Valley Forge. Andrew Jackson, who Jackson County is named after, sought the prayers of the nuns during the Battle of New Orleans versus the British. And there are other examples as well. Sadly, when I visited New Orleans last summer to see my son, I was told there is a movement to remove the Andrew Jackson statue that is so prominently displayed in the city, one of the oldest cities in America. A talk show host said years ago that it would take a miracle from God to save our country. I believe he was spot on. God help us and God bless us. We have work to do. Jerry the Bull, thank you very much for that. The Reverend La Barbera says, hey, Bill, Christine Goodwin, that talk the other day hasn't convinced me. I think she's full of it. Very private residence. That's a load of what Rush used to call Barbara Streisand. All right. Now, Jack ended up asking, is Christine Goodwin willing to walk out of session and deny quorum to prevent harmful and costly legislation to Oregonians? Jack, she did say in the conversation that, yes, she was willing to do so, but that it needed to be done, if I recall correctly, I'm spitballing on this, that it needed to be done strategically. You had to have a really good plan to do that. Okay? All right. Appreciate the calls, the emails, and we're going to talk with State Senator Dennis Linthicum, who was running for Secretary of State. And boy, wouldn't that be wonderful. We'll do more of that next. With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create. Morning, Dennis. Doing great. Looking forward to our talk.
Outdoor Lifestyle Products, featuring quality options for rooftop tents, racks, bumpers, winches, and recovery gear, LED lighting, dual battery systems, onboard compressors, cargo cases, coolers, and refrigerators. They also offer camp stoves, scuttles, fire pits, tables, and chairs, so you're prepared once you've reached your destination. Stop by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure.
KMED, KCMD News, sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MillettConstruction.com.
Good morning. I'm Marcus Villa with your NBC5 Morning News Update. Oregon U.S. Senator Ron Wyden announced Tuesday that he will have four in-person town halls for southern Oregon counties next week. The meetings include Josephine, Curry, Coos, and Douglas counties. These town halls are open to all and are part of his pledge to hold town halls every year in each Oregon county. The first town hall will be on April 23rd at the Hidden Valley High School gym in Grants Pass. Medford's new Rogue X was evacuated Monday night around 9 p.m. after people reported smelling smoke. While we don't have a lot of answers, here's what we do know. Medford Parks, Recreation, and Facilities Director Rich Rosenthal said in a statement, quote, "Due to the smell, customers were temporarily evacuated from the facility. When firefighters arrived, they were unable to locate any fire hazards. The cause of the smoke smell is under investigation," end quote. Normal operations have since resumed and the facility opened Tuesday morning. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Marcus Villa. Happy Wednesday.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Through April, purchase a set of four Cooper tires for practically whatever you drive, and you'll get a Visa reward card in the mail. Get $100 on top of the line Cooper Discover STT Pro Mud Terrains or Cobra Instincts for your sports car. Get $75 on five styles of all-terrain truck tires, including the popular AT3 XLT, and get $50 on three styles of all-season passenger tires, including Endeavor. Save on Cooper tires at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MillettConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
The Row Gardener, sponsored by Grange Co-op.
Gardeners start seeds indoors so that they can get a jump on the growing season. The farther north you go and where there are still gardeners, the more you're going to see people starting seeds indoors to take advantage of the benefits of the warmth, and that we can then extend the growing season by weeks and even by a month or two.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED and KCMD.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
State Senator Dennis Lithica, and of course, candidate for Secretary of State, more importantly. Because, of course, you're going to be leaving the Senate later this year. And boy, wouldn't it be great. I'm almost thinking about you as like a Keystone Light beer ad from the 1990s. Wouldn't it be great to have Dennis Lithicum as the Secretary of State in charge of audits in a corrupt state of Oregon? You know, I would just love that. Just for that alone, Dennis, you being Secretary of State.
Audit power is tremendous for the Secretary of State's office, and this is part of single party power. It's a construct that says when you've got the legislature, you've got the House, you've got the Senate, and everybody's willing to compromise, to come to common ground, because politicians love the phrase, we're working together for your benefit.
Well, you know, I wanted to drill into that just a little bit, though, if you don't mind, because, you know, I've been talking with candidates for various offices, you know, state Senate and various other things like Christine Goodwin, Noel Robinson. There's definitely differences of opinion. On one hand, you'll have someone like a Noel Robinson as an example. And of course, you worked with Art Robinson. So you remember?
That's right.
Remember
it, actually, I worked with Art and Noah. Noah's been at the Capitol. Diane's been at the Capitol for 8 years,
right,
working for me. So she knows the players. She knows the staff. Sometimes the staff's more important than the vote on the floor, because the staff is the one providing the facts, the details, the figures for the guy to say yes or no or aye or not. And so that. That information that gets filtered or disseminated is extremely important. That's the position Noah's been at. That's the position Diane's been at for a full 8 years. So these are good people to replace Art and Dennis both.
And you're right. And we're going to talk with Diane next week about her candidacy for the state Senate for your current seat there. I guess the point is, though, there is a difference of opinion here. Senator, and I thought maybe we could talk about that. You have, the Robinsons, the Linthicums, and things that that we don't think that we should be negotiating in a way. And you have Christine Goodwin's, and I would say, dare say, just pretty much the David Brock Smiths, the standard Republican point of view. Hey, we're in the minority. In order to get anything accomplished, we have to give something to get something, even if that is a million or two for a district or a water pipe for Gold Hill or Shady Cove or those kind of things. That this is just it's just kind of the real world of transactional politics. And what would you say to that? Because it's one thing to say, okay, we're not going to negotiate anything away, but then nothing is ever brought to, and then people start wondering, why should I vote for you? You know, and maybe you could explain a little bit of that thought process.
Yeah, so the problem runs underground here, because the reason the left caters, for example, to tenants and eviction-free policy in favor of tenants, air conditioning in favor of tenants, and whatever, is because tenants outnumber landlords. They don't give a rip about tenants. What they care about is securing the votes of a limited party. That's why Biden's big on this student loan, forgiveness or whatever they call it.
Yeah, because there are more people that have student loans that would vote.
It doesn't have to be more people. It just has to be a sizable block in the tenant-landlord relationship. It's clearly more people are tenants than owners or landlords. So that's a clear gotcha. But there's actually millions of people. Look at Ocasio-Cortez has a student loan of about $17,000. She makes 10 times that amount annually. She's been in the House for 6 years or so, maybe 8 years. She makes 10 times that. She could have paid it off, but it's not worth paying off for her, because she gets the political firepower of joining sides with those poor, disheveled.
In other words, so Ocasio-Cortez is, I am one with you on this, because
that's
I,
right,
too, am burdened by student loans. Got it.
And if she were truly a patriotic American, she would pay back her loan and get off the docket. But she loves having the political power. She loves having the ability to be a spotlight, to be at the microphone and say, I too am burdened by student loans. It's all a lie.
Yeah, but you
get
know,
away with it.
Yeah, but taking it back to the transactional politics, which seems to be very common in the state of Oregon, because Republicans, I was even talking with Herman, Republicans can't block bills. We know that. You really can't block bills. You can maybe amend bills. And that's where the lobbyists have been starting to put their grease.
This is the poison of transactional politics. Herman gave an example yesterday where he said he got an amendment for companies 25 employees or fewer to avoid the Family Leave Act idiocy.
Right.
And yet family leave is a terrible policy. It burdens every company that has 26, 28, 32, 54, 112. Every one of those companies gets needlessly burdened with this horrid policy.
But you can understand why Herman was doing that, though. He's trying to at least protect the small businesses of his district. You probably can't do anything about the big one, right?
Yeah, it doesn't hold water. Here's why here's why I voted against that, and Herman voted against it also, but got the amendment in. But see, because that became, quote, bipartisan, the journalists get to beat up. The journalists can't blame anybody, right? It's not Democrats' fault. There were Republicans, too. It was bipartisan. There was widespread support. Look at the transgender mutilation bill. Had one Republican in the House that voted for it, and the journalists called it bipartisan, 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 bipartisan. And so what we ought to do as Republicans is we ought to be the opposition party. We ought to make the Democrats wear all of their ugly paint, like tax the rich on the back of their, evening gowns. We ought to make them wear their policies and let the firepower of the public be directed against their insidious and deadly policies versus being included in that gamut of individuals who potentially voted for against this. The Family Leave Act had Republicans vote for it.
Out
of the fire.
Yeah. So what? Okay. Let's go back to House Bill 4002. This is the one that was recriminalizing drugs, but it's really thin gruel. We all know it's really thin gruel, and
it's really thin gruel.
Yeah. Did not the Republicans, in essence, okay. Now, Senator, didn't the Republicans, because they were joining in bipartisan, didn't they, in essence, bail out the Democrats and save the Democrats because public opinion just wanted it repealed? They wanted 110 gone, dead, buried.
Right. And so what Republicans should have done, Republicans with a backbone, would have not joined in the little skirmish that said, oh, this is wonderful policy, because it's not wonderful policy. Your thin gruel comment is perfect. And it doesn't really solve the problem. If it has any impact, we won't see it for 3 or 4 years. But look at how the media has buried the story. Like, oh, we recriminalized hard drugs and whatever. And it's, okay, show me where that's happening. Show me in downtown Portland where drug users are getting rounded up. It's not happening, and it will not happen for 3, 5, 6 years. Kotek, will she still be in office? Oops, not anymore. And some other Democrat governor will be in. So the transactional notion is a false notion because you didn't get anything out of it. You've seen it in the Medford area. Sal Esquivel went into transactional politics, voted for a Christmas tree bill, as it's known, because every legislator is getting Christmas gifts.
Right.
And as soon as the governor got it, she vetoed the recreation park that was there in the pass, in the Creek Passway, whatever that area is called there in Medford. And
the Bear Creek Greenway?
That's right. Okay, thanks for clearing that up. And now look at my area, Butte Falls Shady Cove, but both are on the veto threat list. Why are they on the veto threat list? To make my voters angry that they didn't get their 1.5 million water treatment facility or waste treatment facility.
Well, really what this is about, though, the veto, I think, is about punishing people who are not Democrats, because no one's talking about taking away Pam Marsh's $2.5 million to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Right. This is about rewarding friends.
That's right. So are you telling me that it's more legitimate to sponsor the Shakespeare Festival versus a water treatment facility or a waste treatment facility?
Yeah,
and so none of this has any practical solutions. Government does not provide practical solutions. They take money out of your wallet, your pocketbook, and they spend it on their own cherished ideas. That means they shaft most of the people in the state of Oregon, and And this deserves an auditor who's got some grit and some teeth and will chew into these guys.
And that's what this is about with you running for Secretary of State. Now, you had an interview the other week there with the folks from the Oregonian and Oregon Live, OregonLive.com. And how did that go? What did you end up talking about? And I'll put a link to it up there so folks can see it too.
Yeah, put a link to it. It's worth people watching. Unfortunately, you get me going, and until you take the mic out of my hand, I don't stop. And so what happened was they didn't have a time limit. It was just me and three of them, and they're staring at me, and they ask, "What do you think about voter integrity?" So I told. I just rolled through the entire gamut, and I would not stop. And then they said, how about won't this public request for information like our ballot image request that was $1 million bill coming from the Jackson County Clerk's office, wouldn't that create fishing expeditions? And I said, but look at the value of fishing expeditions. Look at what we learn about COVID. We know there was no 6-foot distancing, science from the CDC. We know there was no reason or purpose for the plexiglass barriers around every checkout station. We know there was no reason for an employee to be in a hazmat suit wiping down with some disinfectant the handle of your shopping cart. And actually, none of us even know that they were using a disinfectant. If it's all for show, maybe it was just water and they're out there pretending to be diligently stopping this virus and whatever.
Yeah.
We also know there was no 6-foot boundary. There was no science for the 6-foot between persons that was stickered onto the floor in the Capitol.
Yeah. So then you're talking about that. I don't want to go too much off on the COVID thing, all right? Because you're right. You're relitigating the fraud of 2020, okay? And I'm good.
This isn't about COVID. This is about fishing expeditions.
Yeah, exactly. Because the fishing expeditions are how you flesh this stuff out and put it out for the public to see.
The only way the public will see it is if they ask for it. But the government is not going to share the details of their misdeeds. They will only pursue their agenda. They will focus on the things they want to focus on, and they'll scoop everything else under the carpeting. And I'm surprised they can still keep their balance on this unleveled carpeting that's got so much crap filled under it that they can't stand up straight.
Now, Senator, is there any chance that because you had this interview and with the other candidates for Secretary of State, Oregon Live, there, did anyone come back and talk about voter integrity? Because it is a faith-based system, and I know very few people, if any, who have ever been prosecuted for lying about voting or voting even though they're not eligible to vote. I mean, all these other things that happen here. And yet we're always told that Oregon vote by mail is the most secure, most pure, is the driven snow kind of system. And everybody knows just realistically it can't be, because voting by mail can't be, you know?
I spoke directly to it. I have a relation who got three ballots. They actually live in Idaho, but they got a ballot to their parents' home, to my home, because they resided in these locations. They got a ballot to their former home that they sold and moved to Idaho because they couldn't stand Oregon politics. So when you have people renting U-Hauls and getting out of state, you're in trouble. Right now, 15 counties have joined the Greater Idaho Movement, with Wallowa being the last county. So King George only had 13 counties or colonies that were upset. Kotek has 15. She's in trouble, and she doesn't even know it. The Democrats don't even know their policy failures are as ripe as dead bananas on the highway, and they don't even recognize the problems that they face.
All right. Well, you as Secretary of State would be just a wonderful thing, because not only can you then reinterpret the rules properly, the law, so that, election integrity means what it says, rather than just kind of like, Oregon loves election integrity. And then we still see ballots going everywhere except where they're maybe really supposed to be going to people.
Right.
We know this.
And I, I made the point, look at it, even though the 36 county clerks were in our lawsuit, those weren't the individuals we were targeting. We were targeting the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State's the one who made the rule that you have to look at them with your human eye, a bunch of temporary employees.
Yeah, that's why Jackson County was estimating it would cost $1 million between that and the other information you were wanting to look at. This is information that used to be routinely available for a pretty modest cost for people, wasn't it?
It's saved for 2 years, so it's meant to be available. It's meant for to be stored and reviewed and saved. But county clerks now are handcuffed to the bed. They can't get out of the mess they're in because they've got to follow the rules that are set by Oregon Secretary of State. I'll undo that rule, and I'll undo the misinformation, malinformation, disinformation legislation that's in place. And I will, you know, create this transparency that everybody talks about, but nobody actually follows. This is an important issue. I hope your voters recognize how important this is, because if we can't request that information from government because, quote unquote, this is just a phishing explanation. Well, when you pull up an old boot, or in the Klamath River, it would be harder to go fishing because they've killed the river. We were supposed to save the salmon, remember? Now we're flushing fresh water down the river, which is becoming polluted water, which is killing the river. And the million fish, 850,000, the smolts or fries, whichever size they put in there, are dead. Who's the biologist? Did he lose his job for being such a incompetent biologist?
Yeah, go ahead. Just take it back to the core of this, though. All right. You know, you're here to audit into the truth and to get to the truth of the matter. Okay.
But truth has to be our banner.
Yeah, and I would also add, you were talking about the smolts in the river. I was watching NBC5 yesterday. And they had some propaganda piece from KRR, you know, the KRRC. There were some tribal people that were so excited because they were dropping these smolt into the river. And a biologist, I guess, said in the story, the river has never looked better. It's like, who are these people, Dennis? Who are these people? We're talking about the millions of cubic yards of crap that ended up being flushed down the river that's coating the side and killed a bunch of stuff here just a few weeks ago. It's like, we got to cut through the propaganda, my friend. You got to do that, right, as Secretary of State?
Yeah, yeah. Truth has to be our banner. Fight for truth. Recognize truth. No north from south. No male from female. Understand what truth looks like, and we will win. This victory is ours. Let's go for it.
All right. And electdennis.com is the website where people can find out more about that, okay? I appreciate that very much. And now, is this a primary where we elect a Secretary of State in May, or is it something where it's gone to the general in fall?
It goes to the general. They in this article at the Oregonian People, if you'll post the interview, they can watch it in this, that what the Oregonian comes back and says, I'm sorry, you know, like, oh, surprise, surprise. We cannot recommend a Republican for the Secretary of State's office. We're recommending Tobias Reid, the Democrat.
Of course, of course.
You know, like, oh, really? You know, surprise, surprise. But there are three Republicans on your ballot. There will be four Democrats on the Democrat ballot. And then those two victors will go on to the general election in November.
All right. Very good. Dennis, thanks so much. Great talking with you. We'll see you next time. Okay. Be well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. This is KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KCMD Grants Pass, translator K294 AS Ashland. Town Hall News next.
One of each, 4 Dave in 77.